This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday offered an 18-month safe haven to thousands of Hong Kong residents to remain in the United States rather than face repression by being deported to the Chinese-controlled territory. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
This step is one that is meant to ensure we are practicing what we preach in terms of human rights values and ensuring that people who are in this country don't face the ongoing repression that we're seeing in Hong Kong.
Last month, the United States imposed more sanctions on Chinese officials in Hong Kong in response to Beijing's national security law, which China implemented last year, to criminalize what it considers subversion, secessionism, terrorism, or collusion with foreign forces. Ibrahim Raisi, the protege of Iran's supreme leader, has been sworn in as the country's new president. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
An orchestra plays to mark a new chapter in Iran during a ceremony in parliament. Raisi, the former judiciary chief known for his distrust of the West, takes the reins at a tense time. The country is going through crippling sanctions as talks to salvage its 2015 nuclear deal have stalled. In his address, Raisi stressed his embrace of diplomacy to lift U.S. sanctions. He also said he would mend rifts with neighbors, a subtle reference to Sunni rival Saudi Arabia. However, the newly inaugurated president also stated Iran's desire to expand its power as a counterbalance to foes across the region. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the inauguration could create a new start for Iran.
There's a new president that's inaugurated this week, and there's a crossroads set of opportunities.
I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Japan's government announced Thursday it would expand its COVID-19 emergency curbs to cover more than 70% of the population as a surge in cases strains hospitals in the Olympic host city Tokyo and other parts of the country. Public broadcaster NHK reported on Thursday that new daily COVID-19 cases in Japan exceeded 15,000 for the first time after the Tokyo Metropolitan Government reported a record high of about 5,000 new infections in the capital. Medical advisors to the capital warned the figure could double in 2 weeks. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Thursday asked people to refrain from travel during summer holidays. Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine remains effective for months. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The company says an analysis shows the vaccine is 93% effective for up to 6 months after the second dose. Moderna also is testing a potential booster shot for the COVID-19 vaccine. While the coronavirus vaccine is Moderna's only commercially approved product, the company also says it will explore a combination vaccine that aims to offer protection against the flu, COVID-19, and other viruses. I'm Mike Hempen.
Richard Trumka, the powerful president of the AFL-CIO, died Thursday. He was 72. The Federation confirmed Trumka's death in a statement, but further details, including the cause of death and location, were not immediately available. At the White House, President Joe Biden said Trumka was a champion for working people.
He was always there. He was an American worker, always fighting for working people, protecting their wages, their safety, their pensions, and their ability to build a middle-class life.
Trumka, who first started working in a coal mine in his native Pennsylvania at age 19, had been AFL-CIO president since 2009. He oversaw a federation with more than 12.5 million members and ushered in a more aggressive style of leadership. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week by 14,000 to 385,000. The Labor Department reported Thursday that unemployment claims, a proxy for layoffs, dropped last week from a revised 399,000 the week before. The applications have more or less fallen steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. Still, they remain high by historic levels. Before the pandemic slammed the United States in March of 2020, applications were coming in at around 220,000 a week. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.